It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So Morgan Wallen has his big court date today from when he got arrested for throwing his chair from the top floor of Eric Church's bar in Nashville, but there is a little disclaimer. It's not looking like he's going to be in court. According to our sources, he's waived his right to appear. It's all kind of convenient for him because he has a 3-night tour stop at the arena in Nashville, and it will be continuing through tonight and the next few days. So,
you know, I think they don't want him talking just in case something, he would say something and they would ask him something. So that maybe makes sense.
Yeah, I get that too. And I don't know how it works from this perspective, but I can imagine people would be crowding the courthouse, right?
Oh, 100%.
Just to see him go in and be dramatic about it. So I feel like maybe they're just trying to avoid that. We'll see what ends up happening with this. I've heard rumors he could get jail time. I'm guessing it's going to be some sort of fine, community service that he'll have to do.
That's all.
Yeah. And hopefully that will be past him and he can kind of move forward. And Randy Travis surprised all his fans. He is dropping a new song. This is his first one in over 10 years. We know Randy suffered a life-threatening stroke in 2013. He hasn't been in the recording studio recording any new music since, so it makes this new single even more special. This is a little snippet of it.
When she'd smile, out came the sun.
Called Where That Came From, and I think it's great that he's back in the studio doing what he loves, and the fans were just praising him in the comments of his social media posts, which shows how much love they have for him and for his music.
And it sounds like vintage Randy Travis. Sounds really good stuff. Smooth.
Mm. It does. He's awesome, and I'm excited to see what other new music he puts out in the next few weeks. And Megan Maroney dropped the release date for her sophomore album, her second album. The album is named Am I Okay? And it will be out July 12th. She shared this announcement on social and said, quote, my debut album came out 362 days ago, and I've spent the past year doing nothing but touring, writing this record, and basically living in the studio getting it ready for y'all. One of her songs on the album actually came out today, and we knew that today was going to be the release date, but it's called Indifferent, which you may have heard being teased on social media. I'm going to play a little snippet of it for you.
Now I don't even know what I'm missing. Don't care what it is or it isn't. Don't need your attention or your time. They say, did you hear us? Say, no thanks, I'm fine. I think I could wish you the best. The truth is I couldn't guess how sweet it is to be so, so, so.
It's very like summer breakup anthem vibe.
Wow. It's really rocky too. Man, that guitar in there.
I'm excited to see what else is on this album after this song, because this one's very like, okay, I'm in your face. But she also has this very unique talent to write extremely sad songs. And I'm curious to see what she has on this new album.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the whole thing. We're going to head up to 83 degrees today, clouds and sun. It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country at 633 on Adam and Haley in the morning. Secondhand embarrassment is a real thing. When Haley talked about it this morning, like, yep, I have been there. I have been embarrassed for somebody else.
We've all been in that situation before where you're just thinking to yourself, thank goodness that did not happen to me.
Mm-hmm. And listen, it happened for me, for my son yesterday. He got in trouble in school. And whether it was an accident or not, when I tell you what it was, you're going to be like, oh. So he got in trouble. Principal's probably going to call today, unfortunately. His teacher had to report it. But they were playing outside. Him and his class were playing. Obviously, it was recess. And he was running. And they like to roughhouse. When he's running, you know how you pump your fists and everything and your arms?
You have totally bought into his story.
Well,
I can tell.
Apparently, it hit a certain area of another student accidentally.
Okay. You believe that? You believe it was an accident?
Got to.
There is no way that was an accident.
But anyway, so I'm very embarrassed for him. And sometimes that happens unintentionally. And of course it does. Just embarrassed for somebody. But we'll see how that shakes out. That is a secondhand embarrassment to a new level today that I have never experienced before.
I guess the playgrounds were just not a good place to be yesterday because my husband, you know, he teaches middle school. And I get a text from him midway through the day and it says, Haley, I am bleeding all over my body. I've scraped up my whole side. I fell and it was so embarrassing. I'm thinking like surely he just tripped over something, right? There's no way that he would have done this to himself. So I start asking questions. I'm like, what happened? Are you okay? Are you in the hospital? He tells me that this all went down because he decided to race one of his students. I guess his student was like, I want to race you. I want to race you. I want to race you. And they were outside and he kept saying no, no, no. And then finally just gave in and raced his student across the pavement and busted it. Slipped and fell. And you know how middle schoolers are?
Yeah, that's the Yeah, that's the worst.
It started coming in and it was so bad that the school like pulled the security footage. Not because they were mad at him for racing the student or whatever, but because it was so funny that everybody wanted to see him fall. And when you watch the security footage back, you can hear everybody in the background, like the teachers and administrators and stuff, being like, oh, there he goes. There he goes. There he goes. And it's just one of those things where I'm just so glad it did not happen to me.
That's ending up on a reel. You know that is. You're going to scroll through one day and you're going to see him.
I know. I know. But luckily he ended up being fine. But I'm sure the embarrassment from it will last a lot longer than the scratches and the bruises. Mm.
If you have a secondhand embarrassment story that you were embarrassed for somebody else, our number is 800-849-1061. That's 800-849-1061. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. We're talking about secondhand embarrassment when you've been embarrassed for somebody else.
It's like you're blushing and you don't even know why because it didn't happen to you.
It's something. It's a problem. Good morning.
My best friend and I were at the nail salon one day after work. She finished just a little bit before me, and she was like, oh, okay, you know, and she gets up, and she says, well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow, and I was like, yeah. She goes up towards the front, and then she walks out and does not pay, and I looked around, and all the ladies in the salon that were doing nails were looking, and they all started talking. I couldn't understand what they were saying, of course, and I'm like, no, it's okay. She'll come back. I'm sure she'll come back.
Oh, my goodness.
I expected her to just turn around and come right back in. No, she leaves and she drives away. And about 15 minutes later, she comes back in. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. And she paid for it, of course. But
you are a good friend for having her back on
that. What a great friend.
That is my worst nightmare. It makes me feel the same type of way as when you go up to the counter and you try to pay for something and your card won't go. You know you have money on the card.
And you're like, let me pull it up on my phone and show you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
To wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
Okay, if you're a fan of the dogs, I feel like you're probably a fan of Kirby Smart, and you're probably going to be happy about this news. But it was just announced that he signed a 2-year extension with the dogs, so he is now signed through December of 2033. So a very long time that he'll be with the dogs, and he will get paid an average of $13 million a year with the contract that he just signed.
That's awesome. That seems so far away, too. 2033. Wow.
It'll roll around before you know it. We'll be like, I can't believe it's the end of Kirby's contract. Will he get re-signed again? So I don't know. We'll see how this shakes out. That's a lot of money. I'm sure we're going to see him spending a lot of money in the next few years.
Oh, I bet.
He deserves to do, honestly.
He's paying for lunch tomorrow.
Very true. I don't know if he's going to take us to lunch.
Probably not.
He's buying somebody else lunch tomorrow. And Britney Spears. Oh, she can't stay out of the news. Her name is everywhere. She got into a big fight with her boyfriend, Paul, this week at a hotel in L.A., and cops were called to the scene. It's actually pretty scary because it all started around 10:30 when somebody reported this to the police, had the police come out because there was some sort of altercation going on in the lobby or in a public place in the hotel. And the police came. Everything seemed completely fine, so they left. Brittany and her boyfriend went back up to their room, and then they got into another fight that really escalated. Brittany was, like, in the hallway. There was something going on physically. She has like an injury to her knee. So paramedics had to be called out. Now, I will say Brittany has decided to post on her own social media that, quote, the news is fake and she's getting stronger every day.
What in the world?
Like, I don't know what goes on in her mind, honestly.
It's like you can tell her the sky is blue and she says, no, it's green. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
And there's no denying this.
No.
Like, of course, we don't know what happens behind closed doors, but the police were called because there was some stuff going on. So,
wow.
Honestly, just praying for Brittany and her relationship and hoping that she's not in a toxic one, which it seems like she might be. And just a heads up, there is currently a nationwide recall on beef from the U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service. So please, if you've bought beef products from any Walmart stores, this is nationwide. Please throw it out. Get rid of it. I will say all of the recalled products have EST period 86P printed on the back of the label. So just check for that. If that's on your label, throw it in the trash can. Maybe don't even risk it if you've bought beef from a Walmart store recently because it's not worth risking.
Yeah, I see E. coli contamination. That is big stuff. That's going to get you sick really bad.
Nasty. So.
All right, we're headed up to 83 degrees today. Sun and clouds all day. All right, 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. It's 7:33. We cannot wait to get you in for $1,000. I don't know what you would do with it. I have so many things in my head I would spend it on.
Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, that keyword.
It's just bouncing off walls. Well, there are so many pointless holidays. And I'm not talking about, you know, the Christmas holiday or New Year's. Obviously, those are our fun, favorite Thanksgiving. I'm talking about a random holiday that is either on the calendar or people celebrate and made up. And tomorrow, Haley, is a holiday for a lot of people, and I just don't get it. And I'm tired of hearing it every time it comes back around, and I can't say it because I feel like I'm saying something wrong. May the 4th be with you, the Star Wars thing.
Oh my goodness.
I am so sick and tired of it.
I had completely forgotten that that was even a thing, but you're right. Tomorrow, Facebook's going to be crowded with lifesavers.
Right.
What are those things called? The lifesavers? Is that the right word?
The lifesavers.
I'm not.
Lightsabers. Did you say savers?
I said lightsabers like the candy. Can you tell I don't watch Star Wars? And maybe that's why I don't appreciate this holiday, but I never understood why people say May the 4th be with you, because isn't it actually May the 4th be with you?
Yeah, but they call it May 4th because it's a play on words. And I'm just so sick of hearing it. Like, it's just all the time. They have this song on their Facebook. They're on their Instagram, and they put their lightsabers everywhere, and they dress up like Yoda. I'm like, why?
Oh, I forgot about Yoda. Is that the little gremlin thing?
Yeah, it's the green guy.
Yeah, I think this goes back to me just not being a fan of it.
Right.
I'm sure if you're a fan, you absolutely love it, because I know how it is when, like, Taylor Swift releases an album. It feels like a holiday for me, and everyone's probably annoyed, but that's one that I just can't get on board with. This might be one that people get mad at me for, but Groundhog Day.
You don't like the furry little guy?
It's not that I don't like it, but I remember when Groundhog Day happened, you had it pulled up on your computer.
Yeah.
I mean, you were watching it all morning long, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, you're a grown adult watching this groundhog.
Well, it's cool. You see him come out, and everybody's there. Thousands of people, 40,000 people are there watching it.
But there's no way he can actually predict the weather, so it just seems like a waste to me. It's fun. I'm glad people get to do it if they enjoy it, but it does seem silly. You've got to admit it seems silly that we all sit around all morning and wait for this groundhog. It's just not a holiday that I can get on board with.
And the final holiday for me that I just think, I mean, there's probably more, but the final one that comes to mind right now is April Fool's Day. No one is getting fooled anymore. No one.
We all know it's April Fool's Day before April Fool's Day. So it's like it took away from the holiday in the first place. I'm sure there's some sort of history to the holiday, and maybe I'm offending you if you really like it, but I don't even worry about trying to pull pranks on people anymore because I know that they're going to know immediately.
Well, you tried to pull a prank on me yesterday on Instagram.
Okay,
on
but it wasn't April Fool's Day.
Right, but I'm just saying, you try to pull pranks anyway.
Even when it's not April Fool's
That's
Day.
That's true. If there's a holiday that you absolutely think is the dumbest thing, is so stupid, why do people celebrate this? We want to hear yours at 800-849-1061. It's 800-849-1061. Hey, 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country, on Adam and Haley in the morning. We're talking about pointless, stupid holidays people celebrate. And we started talking about just, you know, random ones, and I got on the subject of May the 4th be with you, because that is tomorrow. I don't understand this Star Wars thing. I don't get it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been one to celebrate that either.
No.
Jesse on Instagram messaged us and said, The holiday that I just do not get is 3/11 Day in March. People go around saying happy 3/11 Day. I mean, it's just a day and they're just a band.
Yeah, the band 3/11. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Why would people celebrate that? Like, we don't have a day for every other band or every other artist. People are just weird.
3 days later, Haley, is Happy Pi Day, 3.14.
Oh, Pepsi. I forgot about Pi Day. Like, everyone eats pies on that day and talks about math. For what reason?
Yeah, I don't understand. I'll eat pie any day. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. So, a holiday, and I'm probably going to get backlash on this. I think Valentine's Day is totally overrated.
Forgot about that one.
I knew that one was going to come up. I'm actually a big fan of Valentine's Day, but you will not be alone on this one.
If you love who you're with, every day should be treated way. Not just, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Let me go buy these double-priced roses today because you know they go up on price.
That's true.
Yeah, you go bankrupt just trying to buy roses on one day, and the rest of the time it's there.
Yeah, or cheap. Like a little heart thing of chocolate is what, $10 at this point, probably?
You're right. It's definitely like a scam. It's definitely a Hallmark holiday, but I am that person that falls for it. I'm like, please get me the chocolate shaped heart and the flowers, and we can go out to a nice dinner and pay more than we would have paid yesterday.
Hey, 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. On Adam and Haley in the morning, before we get you into Kenny Chesney and Megan Maroney, we definitely want to get some more of these stupid holidays that people celebrate and you just don't understand.
And there's one that comes up every few weeks. You see it on Facebook, you're like, oh, it's National So-and-So Day again. Here we go.
I have to do that again and post about it. So, Scott in West Athens, what you got for us here?
I'm thinking Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Yeah, I don't really understand Earth Day much. I mean, every day should be Earth Day.
You guys are horrible. It's to appreciate all the beautiful things that God has given us on Earth.
I do that every day. I do it every day.
Exactly, Adam. You should appreciate everything, what you got every day. Valentine's Day, if you love somebody, you should love them every day. It shouldn't be just one particular holiday for somebody.
Right.
Scott, let me ask you a question. Do you get your wife flowers every single day?
No, because she's it messes up her allergies.
Do you get her chocolates every single day, or is she allergic to chocolate, too?
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Yay, team!
It's time to pick a side.
When that check engine light comes on in my car, I'm waiting. I'm not going down to the dealership. It is probably absolutely nothing, and it goes off. And this has happened in my car for the past 6 months. It'll just go off.
You've got to be kidding me.
Last week it went on. It's off again. There's no reason to go to the dealership and get into this thing where they want to charge you for nothing.
It's not for nothing. It's to fix your car. The check engine light does not just come on for no reason. When I see that light pop up on my little dashboard, I immediately start calling. I start Googling, okay, mechanic, tow truck, just in case my car breaks down.
Tow truck?
You never know. When the check engine light comes on, your car could break down 5 minutes later. You have to be prepared. And also, a lot of times I will pull over and have somebody come out and look at my car on the side of the road.
You do not do that.
Or get it towed somewhere to be looked at, because you never know. It could be something that could impact your whole engine, and all of a sudden, because you kept driving, your car's ruined.
So you call somebody to come out and look at it on the side of the road as soon as it happens. They're going to come out and say, ma'am, it's your gas cap. Then you got to pay.
I've never heard somebody tell me that it's the gas cap.
You've never heard anybody tell you that it's the gas cap that causes that to come on? Where have you been?
No, and when I take it to get it right, it's usually a big problem that costs me thousands of dollars that I have to get fixed, so I know it's serious whenever the check engine light pops on.
You might as well get a new car. I mean,
well, I love my car, so I don't want to do that.
I know you do. Listen, if you get the check engine light on, are you Team Adam and let it go? Team Haley, go to the mechanic. Which one is it?
I don't know. I just feel like if you sit there and you wait, it's not going to turn out good for you. Something's going to happen. It's going to get worse. The problem's going to escalate. You should always just jump on it and handle it immediately.
Our number's 800-849-1061. You can also vote on Facebook under the Team Adam and Team Haley post. It's 800-849-1061. Team Adam, is you let that check engine light go? Team Haley, is you go to the mechanic? Team Adam and Team Haley, this morning, your check engine light comes on in your car. Team Adam just lets it go. Don't even worry about it. It's really nothing. Team Haley is, I've got to not only call a tow truck, I've got to take it straight to the mechanic. come on.
You never know what it could be. Lillian on Facebook, even though your team, Adam, you're cracking me up, she said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
That's right.
Carter on Facebook says, Team Haley, getting my boyfriend to run a scanner on it immediately. I'm not ending up on the side of the road. Yeah, I don't want to risk that, especially with my schedule. I could end up stranded on the side of the road at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Haley,
no thanks.
You can hang out with her then. All right. Good morning here. It's Bubba from Hartwell. What's up?
I ignore it.
That's
you
it, man.
You ignore it?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That could cause real damage on your car.
It ain't always something wrong.
No, that's why the check engine light comes on, because there is something wrong.
Well,
the
only thing it is, in my truck, when the check engine light on, it says my gas cap is
right.
And I'll tighten it, and it goes off.
I have never heard anybody say that before. And usually when I have to get my car checked out, they never tell me it's just the gas cap.
That's what it is in my truck.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley about the check engine light. Team Haley is freaking out. Once it comes on in her car, she pulls over to the side of the road and calls a mechanic to come out and see her.
I'm just not somebody who takes risks. I want to know that what I'm driving is safe and that I'm not going to end up stranded. Jeremy on Facebook says, I turn my music up so I don't see it until it goes away on its own. I do not condone of that.
Great.
That is not good.
Turn
don't
us
do
up.
That.
Hey, good morning. Who is this? Where are you from?
Lori from Royston, and I'm Team Adam. It can come on for any little thing. Mine's been coming on and off for months.
Just, it could be a glitch, and that's the worst because you're paying all this money. It's just a little glitch. It means literally nothing.
It can literally come on for nothing.
There is no such thing as a glitch, as a check engine light glitching. If it comes on, it's because there's a problem and you need to check your engine.
My mechanic detected that there's glitches.
See, well, you need a new mechanic.
Haley, you need to check yourself. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley. I'm telling you, Team Haley, you're the only one on it right now.
That's not true.
There are just the same thing is happening. People are agreeing with me about the check engine light. It's just a sensor. It's nothing else.
Since you think that there's nobody else on Team Haley, I'll just go to all my Facebook people. Jamie on Facebook says, Team Haley, I'm immediately calling my dad. He'll know exactly what to do. Carter says, Team Haley, getting my boyfriend to run a scanner on it immediately. I love how a lot of these like wives and girlfriends are like, yeah, my husband does this, my boyfriend does this. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm not judging you. I'm in the exact same boat. I'm like, husband, please fix my car, my check engine light.
Let me go to my Team Adam votes. Who is this and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Lincoln. I'm from Tequila, Georgia. I'm going to have to go with Adam with this. I drive older vehicles. And I'm a mechanic myself. Most of the time, it's just a small sensor or gas cap that you can fix and on the weekend.
Even if it's a sensor, though, that happened to me one time. My check engine light came on, and I took it to the shop, and they told me it was my low tire pressure sensor. So I got it fixed, because what if I had low tire pressure? It's important.
Sometimes those pressure systems just die.
I sense Haley overreacts to a lot of things, speaking of sensing. You're Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley. Who is this, and where are you from?
My name is Kimberly. I'm from South Carolina, but I'm staying in Commerce, Georgia.
What's up, Kimberly? Are you Team Adam or Team Haley this morning on the check engine light?
Team Adam, because I have one of those testers for every time the light comes on, and I'd say 20 out of 20 times it comes up with the EVAP system, which is the gas cap.
But are you still at least checking it out when it comes on? Like every time it comes on, you're running this?
Every single time I'm running that computer and it's saying the EVAP system, which is 100% the gas cap.
Yep. But you're still checking on it, which means you're Team Haley. You're not just ignoring it. Adam watches it come on his dashboard and just keeps on driving.
No, she's not spending any money.
That is true.
So
but
I
you
win.
Spent money on the sensor tester. I'm just saying. She just doesn't want to be on Team Haley.
That's fine.
It's
you can
fine.
Be on Team Haley. We'll take
it's not
you.
Personal.
You stay in Commerce. You call us anytime, and I'll take you in.
She's living in the town I live in, and she doesn't want to be on my team.
I'll keep trying to win your other contest.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. There
it
you
really
go.
Hurts when my Commerce people don't want to be on my team. I feel like we have like a special loyalty, a special connection because we live in the same city.
And speaking of team members, how many did I have today and how many did you have or who won?
Yeah, it's looking like you're pulling out the win this morning.
Way to close out the week.
Lazy. Go get that sensor checked if it comes on.
Whatever. Hey, just proud that I won here.